This is Artworks on ABC Radio National. Amanda Smith with you. Now, have you ever had the experience of wandering around town and come across a kind of colourful arrangement of wool that's been knitted onto lampposts or trees or parking meters? Well, if you have, you've stumbled on a growing art craft trend that's known as yarn bombing. Yarn bombing is a kind of knitted and crocheted graffiti. It's taken these traditional cosy grandma crafts and given them a punk edge. Suzanne Donisthorpe took to the streets to find out what it's all about.
On a slow day back in 2005, a Texan woman called Magda Zayeg decided to cover the door handle of her quirky boutique shop with a hand-knitted pink and blue cosy. It drew a lot of attention, and her next foray into what would become known as yarn bombing was a kind of leg warmer for a lamppost. The idea caught on, and she formed what is thought to be the first yarn bombing group. These days she works for a major car company covering their latest model in knitted fabric. But it's not just in America where yarn bombing is gaining momentum, it's everywhere. In Paris, a yarn bomber has filled footpath cracks with coloured wool. The Yarn Core Collective in Seattle describe themselves as hardcore chicks with sharp sticks. And in Melbourne, a woman known as Barley has organised a yarn bombing event in broad daylight, in the Bourke Street Mall, in fact, where they are covering a long handrail on a bench seat with brightly knitted and loomed pieces. I asked Barley if she saw it as an art form or as an act of civil disobedience.
Perhaps both. Depends how you think about it. Most of us think about it as an art form.
It is illegal though, isn't it?
Yeah, technically it's destruction of property. Even though you could easily cut them off, we don't think they're actually harmful to anything, and we're happy to take it off if somebody asks us to.
So if someone said to you, you better take that off immediately, then you would do it?
Yep, definitely, yep.
You wouldn't stand up for your right to yarn bomb?
Well, we sort of like to work within the lines. If we were asked to take it off, we would take it off and perhaps put it somewhere else. Yeah.
When I first saw him doing it, I was thinking, well, you're not allowed to write on stuff, so why are you allowed to, like, knit on stuff? But it's different to graffiti because they're not here because they want to vandalise, they're here because they want to make it look nice, so that's a big difference as well.
It's neat and it's neat, it's a ding-dong treat, little socks for little feet, sitting with your knitting all day long.
You know, knitting's friendly and knitting's fun.
Knitting's good for everyone, and that is why we sing this knitting song.
This is quite a big movement, isn't it?
Yeah, over the last probably 2 or 3 years, it's grown, especially in the last 6 months to a year. It's become more well-known around the world. There are more groups and more individuals starting to do it. When I started, I only knew of one other person in Melbourne that did it, and hence I wanted to start a group and like this and get more people involved.
And you have got a whole group called, I think, the Twilight Taggers, is that right?
Twilight Taggers is my own sort of project, but this group here I put together, it's called Yarn Corner. So we meet every second Sunday and we do small projects, but this is our first big one.
And so when you meet together on the Sundays, you actually make these pieces that you're making now?
Yes, yeah. So we meet at 1000 Pound Bend Cafe, and we sort of do a few projects there for the actual cafe in there.
And what do you talk about? Do you talk about world domination and, upping the ante and destroying the system?
We do try and dream up bigger projects each time. So the next one that we're doing is a gallery exhibition next year, which will be at the cafe, and it'll be in the interior of a house, but all yarn bombed.
And that's for International Yarn Bombing Day, isn't it?
That's correct, yes, for the next one.
And that's an international movement right around the world. There's people from all over. Have you had any contact with people from elsewhere?
Yes, I currently have about 200 people from around the world that I know of. Some of the members of Yarn Corner are actually international, and they send their pieces down here to actually be contributed to our project. So we've got a couple of those today.
So there's international work on display here today?
Yes, absolutely. We've got some from America and the rest is Australian.
And do American yarn bombers do it differently, or is it sort of a similar style?
No, I think everybody has their own particular style of doing it. Some people like big, bright, bold colours. Some people crochet, some people knit, some people use looms, circle looms. So it's a bit of everything. Everyone's got their own style.
I think it's a really good idea, the tradition of making things by hand. Obviously they're making a bit of a statement about that. But it's quite a sort of soft thing. Like a lot of public works have a bit of a hard edge, concrete, steel. But this is people, and you can see them actually producing something, making it. Whereas a lot of public art, it just sort of plonked there. And you'll see that a lot of people actually kind of ignore public art. So I think it's a great idea. Nice touch.
Do you feel like taking up some knitting needles and joining in?
Yeah, I do, actually. And I think that's the sign of a good work of art. It actually makes you want to do it and participate. It doesn't alienate people. All ages, you can see that there's kids around, you know, people from other countries. So it's really good, breaking down barriers. And yeah.
Everyone seems to get it.
Yeah, I think so. It's clever. And I've heard about this before. I've heard about people doing knitting on the City Loop and other things like that. So, I like the whole underlying idea behind it. Mm. Good work. Stitch three, drop four, pitch that
knitting out the door right now. So I noticed that you're here in the middle of the Bourke Street Mall. It's a sunny Sunday afternoon. You're in full daylight. There's lots of people milling around. And you're not wearing balaclavas, so you're not particularly worried about being identified.
No, not really. It's the thrill of maybe perhaps somebody would come up and say that, you know, we shouldn't be doing this and perhaps we should remove it, but we're not really worried about it.
But you do things that are kind of more traditionally, you know, like graffiti artists, generally speaking, are kind of creatures of the night. And your group does a bit of that too, don't they?
A lot of us prefer to do yarn bombing at night. So
why is that? Is that because it's more fun?
It's more fun. It's, the thrill of perhaps somebody, you know, seeing what you're actually doing. It is considered graffiti or destruction of property. So, you know, there is a thrill of maybe perhaps getting caught, but it's all in the fun.
I might go and speak to your legal representative over here.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be happy. Everyone wants to be free.
So, Jackie, I believe you're the legal representative for this group here.
I am now.
What's your line when someone comes and asks you to stop and cease and desist?
We're making the city a beautiful place, and that's a good thing.
Has there been any kind of negative feedback?
No, we don't get any. I mean, I'm guessing if they're feeling negative about it, they don't come and talk to us. But the people who come up are usually fascinated, or they'll stand and stare for ages, and then you sort of engage with them because they're dying to ask questions. But no, well, I've never had any negative feedback. I've never heard of any negative feedback.
Yes. Nice. Soft. Cozy.
I think it's fantastic. Just the reaction from the people walking past, they love it. It gets people talking. It's great.
There's a lot of people standing around smiling and having a bit to eat. It's a beautiful thing to see.
It is. And the fact, as you said, they're smiling, so it's working.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Do you think it's political in any way, shape or form?
No. It can't be. It's nothing political about it.
Is that good or bad?
That's good. That's good.
Now, everyone would think about knitting circles and they think stitch and bitch. You know, you sit around and you whinge about the blokes and you have a kind of conversation about how grim the world is. And at the end of it, you sort of come out with a beautiful sock or a lovely jumper and you feel a lot better. But there's something else going on, isn't there? There's a kind of secret women's business being discussed.
Yeah, the stitch and bitch has been around for, you know, a number of years where people just sit around and, just do a bit of knitting and, you know, bitching about the world and everything. But we've sort of taken it to the other extreme of the yarn bombing end where we can actually sit around and and talk about what we'd actually like to produce for the general public, the everyday passerby who might, you know, be interested in seeing something nice put onto, you know, a metal construction like we're doing now.
Well, it makes it much more cosy, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely does.
Cosy blush.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's a good idea.
Now, it's actually illegal. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I guess they'd classify it as some sort of graffiti, but I don't see it as being graffiti. Same as street art. If you walk down most of the alleyways of Melbourne, it's all wonderful, the street art there. This is just another type of piece.
So you like the street art scene in Melbourne?
I love the street art scene. I think it's one of the greatest things in Melbourne there is for everything. It's a wonderful attraction.
Yeah. It is a big attraction, isn't it? But there's a quite strict anti-graffiti push by some of the authorities. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's normal. I completely agree. I mean, it doesn't provoke the right idea. I mean, you still get terrible graffiti and, you know, rude things you don't really want to read, and, you know, the simple things like tagging on trains, and I think that's a bit disrespectful, and, you know, I think that's wrong. But I mean, street art such as things in walking around the streets of Melbourne, such as the laneways down that way, down off Flinders and Swanston and stuff, are incredible. But this is wonderful. I think it's a great idea. It's not harming anyone, it's not rude, it's not provoking anything else. It's a good idea.
A lot of street art is quite political and has things to say. Do you think that this is, in a way, I don't know, will be taken slightly less seriously because it isn't political?
I could become political if I'd like it to, but I don't know.
Would that change your mind?
If it became political, it might change my mind, but at the moment, no, I think it's wonderful, so it's a good idea.
Thank you very much.
It's okay.
Cheers.
So we've been working like crazy, measuring things and knitting and looming. And
yours says Bourke Street.
Yep, sure does.
Did you want to say something else, like maybe stop the war in Afghanistan instead, or something a bit more kind of edgy?
I haven't really thought about it. I'm just a humble mother of two, and just doing this for a bit of fun gets me out with the other ladies and has a little bit of fun, so I haven't really thought that far into it yet.
You know, knitting's friendly and knitting's fun.
Knitting's good for everyone, and that is why we sing this knitting song.
One of the lovely things about it is the amount of positive comments you get from everyone, not just arty people, or a lot of men.
A lot of men, yeah, because I was just going to ask you that. This seems to be a kind of girl power thing. Do you think it is?
Yeah, probably, and I don't think that's conscious, but it interests me that it's the feminist form of street art in that sense, but it's not a conscious statement in that way. Some practitioners will make quite political statements, and there's a very famous piece of yarn bombing that's a tank, a full-size tank covered in pink knitting. I mean, that's a fairly political statement. But this the group that we have here is fairly new, and we're just sort of getting to know each other's work and styles and all the rest of it. So I wouldn't rule it out in the future.
You haven't got any aspirations to be like Christo and wrap a building or something?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? I'm doing a motorbike. I'm doing my motorbike for the exhibition next year. That's about as grand as I'm getting at the moment. Large sections of knitting and crochet always look spectacular because we're used to seeing them on small, intimate kind of garments and things. So it becomes something quite different when they're large.
Made of wool, low, wool, low, woolly, woolly, wool, low, white and light and bright and beautiful, low, pure wool, so dependable, oh, woo! From the lamb, from the ram and from the you, hoo, hoo.
Okay, now, you're a young man here.
Yeah, I'm a young man.
Now, what do you think about this?
Yeah, it's pretty good, eh?
Is it like graffiti kind of tagging, or is it completely different in your view?
It's different than that.
Why is it different?
Because graffiti's like all messy, and this is not messy, this is neat. This is good ass.
Do you like graffiti?
Oh, it's not too bad, as long as it's nice.
As long as it's not too messy.
Yeah, but if it's messy, it's just silly. But this is good ass.
Do you want to do it?
No way, I can't knit. That's for girls.
This is Artworks on ABC Radio National and online, and I'm Suzanne Donisthorpe. And I'm on the streets of Melbourne with a group of yarn bombers who are stitching pieces of colourful knitting to a bench seat railing in the Bourke Street Mall. Jackie Tinkler is one of the bombers, and I asked her about this vexed question of whether, in fact, knitting is just for girls, and if so, is it a feminist pursuit?
One of the things that really interests me is that so many of the practitioners don't talk feminism. They don't talk that. They don't use that language. They don't view it like that. And yet,
why do you think that is?
I don't know. Well, I think the feminism's still a bit of a dirty word. I think there's an element of that. And the Facebook site I run about crocheting and yarn bombing and all the rest of it, I put, you know, the odd article up and the odd statement and things about the feminist aspects of that. It's not very sticky. It doesn't get a lot of traction. And that is of interest because it is, to me, a particularly feminist form of art, particularly up against male street art, painting and graffiti and the obvious illegalness of that.
Do you think that to me, yarn bombing hasn't quite got the same gravitas as something like, well, graffiti. Even if it's not taken as seriously, you probably, as you say, it's probably not as illegal. Is it because it's a female art form, do you think?
I suspect so. I don't know that for sure, but I suspect so, like a lot of things that women do. Any sort of feminine form of art is instantly less. And I think that still holds true today. We can say all the right things about feminist art and, you know, women artists and the like, but I still think there's an element of that, particularly something like this, which is old-fashioned. A good friend of mine came in and saw us doing some crocheting at work at lunchtime and said, oh, what's this, the meeting of the grannies? And I thought,
as if that's
okay,
a bad thing.
Yeah, and I'm going, what's wrong with that? And one of the interesting things for me is that all, you know, the young women getting involved in a granny, what they call granny chic, you know, granny craft, and re-embracing it and making these quite subversive sorts of statements. Some of them, this one's not as much, but some of them are full of, you know, foul language and quite sexual kind of content and that sort of stuff, but they're really embracing the old-fashioned art forms, forms of craft that their grandmas used to do, and they also their grandma taught them and all this sort of stuff to make really contemporary female statements.
But are there any grandmas involved then?
There are.
Subversive grandmothers, yeah. That's what we want.
Isn't that cool? I'm going to be one of those. I'm totally going to be one of those.
Radical grandma-to-be Jackie Tinkler. Someone who is not afraid of the F word is Casey Jenkins. She's just back from travelling the world, which included a visit to the Vatican, with her own particular take on yarn bombing.
The act of doing yarn bombing highlights sort of the need for feminism, I believe, because you can do it in broad daylight. People have such low expectations of women and of things considered women's work, like crafting. I've stood on the street finger knitting political slogans onto fences all afternoon in broad daylight, and no one's batted an eyelid. And so essentially I'm defacing public property, but people just don't seem to care, and it gives me great joy to exploit their low expectations. And yeah, if the public feel the need to pull the wool over their own eyes, so to speak, then it suits me just fine, because we're pulling the wool onto the street. The street craft that I do is crafted female genitalia. And I started making these through frustration with censorship, particularly frustration with the media not printing or broadcasting a word which is used to describe female genitalia.
The C word.
And I find the fact that this word is considered a profanity offensive, because there's nothing at all offensive about female genitalia, and so there's nothing offensive about this word, and I think that it should be able to be said and heard, particularly when it's used in a positive way without being censored. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And I got frustrated trying to get that message across, and so I decided to quit asking for permission and just take it to the streets. And so my crafted female genitalia fling-ups were born.
Yes. Nice.
And they are brightly coloured, beaded, bejewelled and hairy representations of of female genitals made from fabric, and I make two at a time, and I attach a shoe to the back of it, a high heel or a sandal, and then link the two with a shoelace, and then I fling them up over power lines.
Aha, like the classic runners hanging over a wire somewhere to indicate drug dealing, I thought it was.
Exactly, yeah. I've heard a few different theories. I've heard like it's gangs marking their territory.
Okay.
And so this is sort of to reclaim the streets for women and to reclaim that word, which I must not say, for the good of the world.
So tell me about going to the Vatican. What did you do there?
I went to the Vatican with a specially crafted fling-up, which was a lesbian love fling-up. And so on each side of the fling-up, I had beaded symbols of women linked by a love heart. And so I'd never been to Rome, never been to the Vatican, so I was quite terrified. But I managed to sort of wait in line for a couple of hours, climb up the dome of the basilica, and sneak beside one of the little windows there and hang the fling-ups out of the dome of the basilica.
Did anyone catch you?
No, which is sort of remarkable because it was really like shuffling along, you know, like head to toe.
So who could see it?
It was facing the part of Vatican City that's only accessible to the Pope and his cohorts. But it's nice that the Pope gets a private viewing of the lesbian love fling-ups, I think. I found Vatican City terribly beautiful. It's awe-inspiring. It's wonderful. It's just amazing place. But I think that, massively beautiful things become ugly when they crush small and fragile beautiful things like the love between two people of the same sex. So my lesbian love fling-ups were a small gift of beauty for all those who believe in the loveliness of non-reproductive sex.
Is yarn bombing revolutionary then, Casey Jenkins?
Totally. I think yarn bombing is revolution how revolution should be, which is in a gentle and playful and non-destructive manner.
It's the illegalness that makes it cool, but it's not illegal enough that you're going to go to jail, or, you know, it's softer, but it still has an edge to it.
Soft.
And all of the young people I know think it's wonderful because of that. It's naughty enough, but it's not evil naughty, you know.
I've got a theory that people don't really like art, but they love creativity. Do you think this fits into that kind of theorem?
Yes, I think it does, and this is accessible. And it's not presenting people with something that they can't understand or is threatening in that sort of the way that fine art and high art can be, you know, like abstract art and the sort of things that people get really defensive about instantly. So it's something that everyone can relate to. You can bring a feminist angle to it if you want to see it that way. You can say, isn't it beautiful? It's got buttons and ribbons on it, and isn't it lovely? Doesn't it make the city look nice? So whichever, people can access it easily, and I think that's one of the powerful things about it. You can approach it from where you're coming from. You don't have to alter the way you think to get it.
Soft. Yes.
The cozy craft with the punk edge, yarn bombing. You heard from some of its naughty but not evil exponents, Jackie Tinkler, Casey Jenkins and Hannah Barley-Portman, plus curious passers-by in the Bourke Street Mall in Melbourne. Suzanne Donisthorpe produced this artworks feature. And the artworks website has pictures for you of examples of their yarn bombs and throw-ups. I'm Amanda Smith, off to do a bit of knitting myself, I think. Maybe just a scarf, though. You're listening to ABC Radio National.
Yes, nice, soft, cozy, blah.